April 19, take God's word on trust. I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Isaiah 43, 25 and 26. Satan will come to you saying, you are a sinner. But do not let him fill your mind with the thought that because you are sinful, God has cast you off. Say to him, yes, I am a sinner, and for that reason I need a Savior. I need forgiveness and pardon, and Christ says that if I come to him, I shall not perish. In his letter to me, I read, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, 1 John 1, 9. I will believe the word he has left for us. The moment you grasp God's promises by faith and say, I am the lost sheep that Jesus came to save, a new life will take possession of you, and you will receive strength to resist the tempter. But faith to grasp the promises does not come by feeling. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans 12, 17. You must not look for some great change to take place. You must not expect to feel some wonderful emotion. Take God's word on trust, saying, he loves me. He gave his life for me, and he will save me. Look away from yourself to Jesus. Embrace him as your Savior. Cease to bemoan your helpless condition. Looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, you will be inspired with hope and will see the salvation of God. When you feel tempted to mourn, force your lips to utter the praise of God. Rejoice in the Lord always, Philippians 4:4. Is he not worthy of praise? Then educate your lips to talk of his glory and to magnify his name. Today the Lord says to you, be not discouraged, but cast your burdens upon me. You cannot carry your own sins. I will take them all. If you will trust in me, you will not want any good thing. Never has a soul that trusts in Jesus been left to perish. I, even I, am he, the Lord declares, that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins.